Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring in members once all those in the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters: Q for a question, C for a comment, P to propose, and S to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at this meeting. Okay, folks, we'll make a start. Item one, any apologies?
Councillor Derry Finn.
Thank you.
That I'm aware of. Yes, she's definitely an apology. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Andrews. Item two is declarations of interest. Any declarations of interest? No? Okay, we'll move on to item three, which is the action sheet of the Sustainability and Environment Committee meeting held on the 22nd of October. So, page 11, 12 and 13. Is there any matters arising?
Through the chair, just wondering, are there any updates on the Canon services since our last meeting?
Chair, yes. The officers are working through the procurement documents with a view to
Any other matters arising, though? Can I get a proposer and a seconder there for the action sheet? Proposed by Councillor Rowan and seconded by Councillor Andrews. Mickey didn't move. Okay, we move on to item four, which is the climate mitigation report. Connor, you're taking that.
Thanks, Chair. The purpose of this report is for members to consider and approve submission of the attached climate change mitigation report. Suggested changes or additions can be added and passed to DERA and included in the report. The Climate Change Reporting Bodies Regulations 2024 place climate change reporting duties on specific public bodies, as required under Section 42 of the Climate Change Act. Specified public bodies includes all 11 Northern Ireland councils. The first report on climate change mitigation was submitted to meet the deadline on the 31st of October 25, and the reports are required and include the following: the baseline greenhouse gas emissions figures, reports on the amount and sources of greenhouse gas carbon emissions for that financial year, for this financial year, and contains proposals and policies for reducing emissions and timescales for implementation. Taking the rest of the report as read, just moving to section 3, it is recommended that members consider and approve submission of the report to DERA and allow DERA to analyse and publish the information from a submitted report as required by the Climate Change Reporting Bodies Regulations 2024. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Connor. Are there any questions or comments in the chamber? Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. I'll be happy to propose the recommendations. And I know there's been a lot of hard work put in relation to the climate change migration, but at this stage, as you outlined, I would support and encourage that any ideas or contributions before the closing date to be put in. So, the council is more to get involved, but happy enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Riley online.
Yes, thanks, Una. Volunteer, you know our position on this issue, and we're becoming increasingly concerned about it the more we learn about it. And even recently, DFI announced 800,000 for a cycle pad between Clock and Dundrum, and whenever we inquired why the money was being spent on it rather than improving the A2 carriageway between Newcastle and Annalyn, we're told that 10% of the DFI budget must be spent under the Climate Act on active transport. It just doesn't make sense, but I'm sure whenever we're in such a dire straits on the roads, and the DUP group on the council will be voting against this, and we'd like a recorded vote, please. I would also point out, Una, that in terms of climate change, Poland, Hungary, Czech Republic, a couple of other countries have actually said to the EU now, we're not going to adhere to this zero carbon emissions because of the damaging effect it's having on their economies. So it just makes crazy why we are following every dot and comma. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Riley. I'm just going to let Connor back in here.
Yeah, it's just to clarify that this is one of two reports that is a legislative requirement set out in the Climate Change Act and the Public Reporting Bodies Regulation. So Council have a legislative requirement to submit that first report by 31st of October, which we've done. And then there's a following report on climate adaptation that has to be submitted by 31st of March 2026. So I just want to clarify they are set out and all of the NI councils have submitted those reports.
Okay, thank you, Connor. Councillor Taylor online.
Yeah, Chair, not speak too long on it, because I know we had a fairly substantive debate on it last month, but similar to Councillor Riley, you know, I know my own party are concerned that some of the targets in place are unrealistic at this point, and as a consequence of that, you know, I understand you've outlined it is a legislative requirement, but when you have concerns about that legislation that's in place at this moment in time, I certainly wouldn't be supporting it either, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Taylor. So we have a bit of dissent, so we can go to a recorded vote, Connor, is that all right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, folks.
Do we
have a second? Oh, yes, sorry. Can I get a seconder for the seconded by Councillor Mickey Larkin and proposed by Councillor Andrews?
Yeah.
Okay, so will you go for a recorded vote?
I'm happy for the recommendation in the paper.
Thanks. Yeah. We're voting on the paper or against. Yeah.
Okay, Councillor Andrews?
For the paper.
Councillor Clark?
For.
Councillor Enright?
Four.
Councillor Fian?
Four.
Councillor Hardy?
Four.
Councillor Jackson?
Against.
Councillor Larkin? Councillor McGuinness?
Four.
Councillor Kate Murphy?
Four.
Councillor O'Hare?
Four.
Councillor Riley?
Against.
Councillor Ryan? Councillor Taylor?
Against.
Councillor Young?
Four.
Okay, so that's 11-4, 3 against, and no abstentions.
Thank you, Connor. So the report passes. Everyone's move on to item 5, which is the mid-year assessment of the SEE Director of Business Plan. And Sinead, this is you.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, that before you will see the report in relation to the mid-year assessment for the Sustainability and Environment Director of Business Plan 25-26. Members will take this report as read. and ask you to consider and agree the assessment as in the past.
Thank you, Sinead. Have we any comments or questions? Councillor Andrews?
Hey again. First of all, overall, I'm pleased with the state of direction that we're going in, and good to see many green lights indicating that we're doing well. But some areas stick out here. You know, several points raised in the report about staff recruitment, and I do welcome, and I've always raised before previously about temporary, long-term temporaries being made permanent. So that's a good point. And then also with the baseline customer satisfaction and awareness of the recycling centres. But and I do welcome and support efforts about the education plan on increasing dog fouling awareness across the district and with schools and youth clubs, etc. So I'm happy enough with the overall basis of the track report.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Andrews. I don't see anyone else looking in there. Could I have a proposer and a seconder there for item 5? Proposed by Councillor Rowan. And seconded by Councillor Andrews. Thank you. Okay, we move on to item 6, which is health forums. And Sinead again.
Thank you, Chair. So the purpose of this report is for members to agree a meeting schedule for the Southern South Eastern Health Working Groups. So members will be aware that it was agreed in August 2017 set up working groups to give opportunity for elected members to discuss issues relating to health provision, and this is within the councillor area twice yearly. So in addition to the respective trusts, the Southern and South Eastern, the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service were invited to the meetings. The terms of reference of the group are as set out in Appendix 1, with the membership as set out in Section 2.1 of the report. The last meeting of the working groups was scheduled in February and March 2023, and these did not proceed. The Trust did attend a council meeting in November 2023. It is proposed, subject to the availability of the Trusts and the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service, the next working group meetings would be held in February 2026, and the special council meeting for health will be scheduled in March following that. Future meeting schedules to be agreed with the working group. So members are asked to note the report and approve the membership update as set out in section 2.1 of the report, and the meeting schedule as set out in section 2.3 of the report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sinead. Have we any comments or questions? Councillor Larkin.
Thanks, Chair. Just in relation to the trusts, there's been a positive response from them in relation to the such.
So my understanding is the meetings in February 23 didn't proceed due to the lack of attendance at the working groups. So the purpose of this report is really to re-engage those working groups. The Trust, as I said, had attended the meeting last November without a working group preceding that. So they had given an update from both health trusts. You may have attended that. So the purpose of this, set up the working groups so there can be the discussions 6 weeks prior to the council meeting where questions and issues are discussed. That can be back in the form of setting at the council meeting. So the trusts have been engaged previously with this process.
And just another question in relation to the membership of it. So party membership will need to be updated in line with current elected representation. Has that carried out that?
So that would be updated and brought through with party leaders to get representation.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I don't see any other questions or comments. Could I get a proposer and a seconder there for item 6? Proposed by Councillor Hardy and seconded by Councillor O'Hara. took a blank. Thank you. Okay, items 7-10 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Proposed by Councillor Larkin and seconded by Councillor Harding. Thank you.
That's you, Chair, if you want to go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Camilla. Okay, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 7, waste contracts. On the proposal of Councillor O'Hare, seconded by Councillor Larkin, it was agreed to approve the contract modification to two contracts as detailed in Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 8, CCTV contract. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Ruan, it was agreed to approve the contract modification as detailed in Section 2 of the officer's report. Item 9, the business case for driver licence training. On the proposal of Councillor Ruan, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to approve the findings of the business cases as detailed in Appendix 1 of the officer's report. And item 10, ARC 21 Joint Committee meeting in committee minutes of Thursday, the 25th of September, 2025, and Joint Committee Members' Monthly Bulletin held on the 30th of October 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Ruan, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the documents. Thank you. Okay, folks, items 11 to 15 are for noting, and I'm going to take them all together. Are there any comments or questions on any of those items?
Myself, Chair.
Okay, go ahead, Councillor Enright.
Just item 14, I did send some notes into Eamon. That's a very good submission, number 14. But there were a few items I wanted to put it by way of examples, particularly with the farming community and supporting the farming community. I was hoping they would be picked up.
Are you talking about item 15?
Number 14, Chair.
Or the minister?
Oh, no, sorry, I'm not. You're quite right. Number 15.
Well, whatever you've sent in, hopefully they'll get back to you on that outside of the meeting. The consultation has to be in by a certain time, so they can't keep amending it. So, hopefully, whoever you've written to will get back to you in due course. Okay.
All right. I copied Sinead as well, so hopefully she'll see it.
Okay. Yeah, Sinead will have a look at it too. Thank you. Could I get a proposer and a seconder for items 11 to 15? Proposed by Councillor Larkin.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councillor O'Hare. Councillor Riley, have you comment?
Yeah, it was just on item 15, Madam Chair. I was just to once again reiterate our opposition to the way that the Act has been implemented. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Reddick. Councillor Andrews?
Yes, in relation, I was just wondering, it's probably not within the remit of this committee, but whatever, maybe a special council meeting at some stage, maybe the Lakes of Ulster Farmers Union and other organisations who might have a stake or an input into issues around the climate adaptation plan. Would there be any benefit in that?
I suppose through the chair, the public consultation for the council sustainability strategy is out at the moment, so any of those bodies will be welcome to comment back through that process.
Okay, thanks everyone for attending. That concludes our meeting for tonight. So we'll see you all again in December. Okay.
Thanks, Una.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.